Wow, what a gospel passage we have today. I think we need a little levity before we begin to unpack the message from today's readings. So there were these three chaps, an Englishman, a Scotsman, and an Irishman, decided to go into a pub to get a little libation. When they got in there, the bartender put their drinks down in front of them, and the Englishman looked at his drink and he said, "Oh, there's a fly in my drink. Take it back." And the Scotsman said, "Oh, there's a fly in my drink also. Give me another one." And the Irishman looked in his drink, and he looked down, and there was a fly in there, and he picked it up, and he started shaking it and said, "Spit it out, spit it out." And so what about today's readings? The gospel stands in sharp contrast to the image we have of Jesus, the Prince of Peace. "I have come to set the world on fire. I have come to create division. There will be discord between families." What is this about? In the first part of the gospel, Jesus is referring to the fire that will come down upon his followers at Pentecost. Before that happens, the baptism he is referring to that he must experience first is his suffering and death. As to the issue of division and discord, Jesus knew his mission and message would be a hard one for some people to accept and would cause conflict between people who accepted his message and those who opposed it. Conflict even between family members. We know that while Jesus was on this earth, he brought a message that was contradictory to the times he lived in. He taught us about a new way to live, and he instructed his followers to set the world on fire with this message. And while doing so, he reminded them that when a good spirit touches a soul inclined to evil, the result is discord. An evil person becomes greatly disturbed by the influence of goodness, just as good people are disturbed by evil. When people speak for God to a sinful people, conflict ensues. This call to set the world on fire for the advancement of the kingdom, for God's message, has existed almost from the beginning of time. From Jeremiah in our first reading, who winds up in a cistern full of mud for his efforts, down through the ages up until the present time. And we know and can name many people who have accepted this call. One of these people being someone we are coming to know well, Ignatius, who told Francis Xavier when he sent him off, "Set the world ablaze." And now it is our time to take up the torch and set the world ablaze with the message of Jesus. There seems to be so many areas we can carry the torch to. May I suggest one which I think is very basic and so important? Can you and I help rebuild the moral infrastructure of our country? Can we remind our neighbors of the values we share as Americans and the damage done when people are not held accountable for trampling on them? These values are pretty basic and can be simply expressed, as noted by David Brooks, who seems to be becoming kind of a guru for me. They are unity, we are one people. Honesty, we respect the truth. Pluralism, human differences make life richer and interesting. We treasure members of all races and faith. Sympathy. We want to be around people with good hearts, who feel for those who are suffering, who are faithful friends, whose daily lives are marked by kindness. Opportunity. We want everyone to have an open field and a fair chance. Kind of sounds like Jesus' message, doesn't it? K. Can we lead an uprising of decency in our country? If we do this, if we stand beside the marginalized, the persecuted, and fight for decency, we should not be surprised if there is some pushback, some conflict. In that case, we must remember life is stronger than death, light is stronger than darkness, and love is stronger than hate.